Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs B2B space. Questions 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
My name's Renee Kessler, and I'm a business coach and motivational speaker. And I'm not just your typical business coach, but I'm an adventure business coach, which means I help adventurous entrepreneurs move to the next step.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
To me, it's making connection. You can't do business with somebody if you don't make that initial connection. And it's getting to know who they are and meeting that client or that prospective customer where they are. And that's most important, just making that connection in order to make that sale or make that business connection.
Absolutely. Question number three, what is the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
I think today is not meeting people face-to-face. There's something very powerful about being in the same space with somebody else face-to-face in human contact. There's a whole type of energy that goes on when you're speaking with someone and you're connecting with someone that way. And through the nice substitute is technology, but it's not the same. So right. I have every faith that it'll continue after this this time period is over.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I 100% agree. Question number four, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, should be on the On Fire B2B podcast?
I was thinking about this as a few people, but one particularly is a woman called Beanie Mann. And she runs a podcast called Move Past the Fear. And has a program also, Matters of Perspective. And she's a good person to be in contact with.
Awesome. I will look her up when we're done here. Let's get to question number five. What advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
I have a couple of things that I think would be really important to share with other companies and some advice. And one is, and this is something that I certainly have learned during this period, is learning new technology. I already knew how to use Zoom, but all the intricacies of Zoom and all the packages that come along with Zoom has been a real plus, a real advantage. And then there's other Zoom products out there that are not just Zoom that I've learned about as well. So I think learning new technology and staying up with that so that when situations like this call for technology, then that's going to be helpful. But given that, I wouldn't rely solely on technology because, as I said earlier, I firmly believe in the face-to-face and making the connection. In order for you to make a sale and making connection to a future customer, you have to be able to make that connection. And I would invite people to take the DISC assessment, which is a personality behavioral profile that helps people understand how to better communicate with other people, whether it's their coworkers and their team or their future customers. And communication is key in working with people and also making those sales. So it's really important. There are people who can be really chatty, but if you're working with someone who's wants the bottom line and wants to get right to the bottom line, your chatty will not make that connection. So if you can meet them where they are and better understand and pay attention, really, pay attention to how they're communicating and how they're responding and the energy that you see within them mm-hmm. will help you better connect with them. I think that's going to be really powerful. So those are my three pieces of advice.
Absolutely not. I have a question for you. Since now we're having to do everything online, what are some suggestions you would have to when you're doing a Zoom meeting to connect with someone at a faster level?
I think, first of all, ask questions because people like to feel as if somebody's interested in them. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things, if you're trying to make a sale, is to get to know who they are and where they are coming from. And asking a few basic questions. It might be, tell me about what you're looking for. Tell me about what you need. Tell me about why you have called me or why we're connecting or that sort of thing. It's to set a foundational connector, I call it, a foundational connector in order for you to move forward in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Love it there. Let's get to question number six.
Okay.
Most important question of the podcast, Renee. I need you to focus. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, the first sale was, again, as a reminder, I'm a coach and a speaker. And I was in a conversation with someone that I do business with, and not for my business, but just in general, in my life business. And he asked me if I still coached, and I said yes. And instead of me actually asking him if he needs a coach or would like to coach or for me to sell, he actually came to me, and I was just thrilled that, and I will say, you know, based on my character or based on his connection with me and his ability to feel safe and comfortable with me, for him to feel confident enough to reach out and ask me if I would be willing to coach him, I was thrilled. And of course, I'm still coaching him, so that's even more of a plus. So
awesome. Love the story there. So Renee, you now have 3 minutes and 19 seconds left. Promo time. Okay. Ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best known wouldn't be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, first of all, I'm an outdoor girl, and I have spent my former years as a professor in the field of environmental and outdoor education. And I retired after 30 years, and now I'm into business coaching and speaking because I had an audience every day, and I loved having an audience, and I still do, and I miss that audience. And just today, hot off the press, is my new book. It's an itty-bitty book called Achieving Your Potential, 15 Empowering Steps to Reach Each Summit. I'm also a mountain climber, so I've climbed mountains for about 40 years. That sort of ages me, but I'm very young.
Well, I would say right now that obviously you started climbing mountains when you were one, correct?
No. Thank you very much for that compliment. Yeah. So I use climbing mountains as a metaphor for taking that next step to reaching that summit. It takes a lot of determination and focus and will and spirit to mm-hmm. get to where you want to be. But if you stop, if you quit, you're never going to get there. So it's a matter of putting one foot in front of the other. And I often use that as metaphors in my coaching and also inspiring and motivating audiences that I work with. And I love it. I'm thrilled about it. It's my very first book. And I'm really excited about it. You can find it on Amazon. I believe it's going to be on Amazon today. And
today, just for the record, we are live, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, on May 5th.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. That's perfect. Yeah. So yeah. It will be on Amazon by then.
Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You all get what I'm saying there.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go. Perfect. Yeah. There you go. Renee, you pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best no wouldn't be concise and when to end. Okay. Website, say it.
It's ReneeKessler.com.
And it's already in the description. You don't need to spell it out. So, Renee, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Bob.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.